How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process without giving up their social life. In this episode, I kind of wanted to go through some of the journaling I've been doing and building a program I eventually want to start implementing and helping with my clients. It's kind of an overall health progress report and a scoring system sees where the client is falling short. So I'm going to call this episode Optimizing Buckets for Overall Health. If you're interested in checking it out, stay tuned. So yeah, I've kind of been doing a lot of journaling. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, I'm real big on journaling stuff for my business, journaling stuff for my personal health, just to-do lists. And I really love Google Calendar and high-tech applications and that kind of stuff. But to actually write it down and be able to cross off, it just helps with that brain activity and memorization. So I've been working on this kind of overall health program, mostly for myself, but I eventually want to implement it with clients and have a whole scoring system on this thing. So let me just kind of go through what I've got so far. And not everything is just diet. Not everything is just working out. There's just so much more to being over 40 and worrying about the overall program. Not that these are ranked in any specific order. Maybe I'll do it later. But number one, I just put stress. Just seeing what I've gone through with stress from running three gyms and consolidating down to one over the last couple of years and how much stress relief that brought and how much easier it is to keep weight off, to be happier. And for just even for the motivation of wanting to do more overall health, like just so important. So I put that on there. But this also just not only kind of like your mental state, but it's physical too. Just dealing with back issues. I recently just had a bad day yesterday and I hadn't even worked out in like 3 days. I literally think I just overstretched myself yesterday morning and it's just a compound of things on my pelvic area and my lower back that now that is just fried and pissed. So listen to my body. I'm resting. I'm icing. I'm not going to do anything. I went for a walk without my weight vest. And then I already feel better. It's closer to the end of the day right now. And we'll see how I am this weekend. Then I'll just pick back up. There's no point in powering through things because all that's going to do is create more stress mentally, not just physically. And what that does is boost your cortisol levels and just the over 40 crowd, keeping your cortisol levels down is the only way you're going to get anywhere with your physique, your mental well-being, overall health, everything. So stress is huge. Number two, I put sleep. I'm learning more and more about sleep. I've never really talked about it too much just because I personally don't have problems with it. I usually sleep for 6.5 hours and I sleep like a bear. Like even when my daughter comes in the morning or comes in the middle of the night sometimes, I have no idea she did it. My wife tells me what happened and how she took her back to her bed and all the drama going on over there. But I have no clue anything is going on because my sleep is just so deep. And I've used fitness trackers and all those things. And they say I'm like in the 92 percentile of efficient sleep. But there's so much listening to other podcasts and health and wellness professionals talking about not just the REM deep sleep, but there's like a sub sleep below. That's really your brain detoxifying your whole body. That's the only time your brain can detoxify is during that fourth level deep sleep. So I'm like learning more and more about that. So I've put that on my list. I haven't done too much research on that, but I'm looking at getting maybe an Oura Ring or one of those sleep trackers to do it. So number three, I put just hydration, and your body runs off electrolytes. So if you're not getting the proper electrolytes, even if you're doing a lot of fasting, you got to make sure still got to take electrolytes. You can't just have nothing. Good, easy way for that is making sure you have a little bit of sea salt with your water every day, making sure you have a potassium. And I've noticed for myself that if my body, I feel like it has too much potassium and not enough sodium, I'll start getting little heart flutters. So I'll know, I didn't take enough sea salt with my water, or I didn't have any food today. Mostly this happens when I'm fasting. Put a little sea salt in my water, drink it. Within 5 minutes, I already feel the relief. So electrolytes are so huge, but they can get out of whack fast. And for the people who aren't watching their potassium and they just have a high sodium diet, you really don't feel any difference. It's just your blood pressure. That's the problem. And that's like a long-term game changer that you could, you know, actually possibly die from one day. So you can't just rely on that either. So watching your hydration, watching your electrolytes, and spacing everything out. You can't take it all in one hit. Your body's just not accept it. And like I said, the potassium's a little dangerous in high levels, so you got to watch it. So number four, I put on digestion, learning a lot more about the digestive tract and pre and probiotics. And there is no one thing cure all, because so many people have different genetics, digestive issues, autoimmune diseases. Some people don't even know they have them. So it's not like you can eat kimchi or sauerkraut and everybody across the board is like doing better. Yes, it seems to be for the normal person that has a lot of benefits of having at least something that's been pickled or fermented has tremendous benefits. But it's, if you feel like it's not doing much, you got to go to the next step and see a nutritionist to see why that's happening. And in that same category of digestion, I put your organs, your liver, detoxifying your liver, making sure your liver enzymes on your blood report are looking good. But if you start seeing like weird skin things, it's usually kind of a telltale sign that your liver is being overworked. Your digestion's kind of not doing so great because of that. And then it shows on your skin. So just keep a look after those things and keep in contact with your medical professionals on those. And then lungs, not just the water you drink and the food you eat being clean enough, but the air you breathe. And I recently just did an episode on feeling not so good while I'm sleeping. And I kind of thought it was maybe some of my supplements. So I kind of just took all my supplements out just for a week. And I'm still having like wheezy, hard shortness of breath. I'm like, well, I don't think it's a supplement. And then I was like, it's got to be like mold or something. I've had issues with mold behind my bed and that kind of stuff. And I've learned to keep it aerated, and I don't have a dehumidifier. I should, but I just did an episode where I found the biggest whole line of mold in my blinds in this one little crevice you would have never known to look unless you tilted. Couldn't believe it. And so even today, I had it on my list to go check my daughter's room. I pulled her bed out completely. The whole baseboard along the bed edge was just filled with black mold because she was having issues coughing all the middle of the night, which brought her into our room. So I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So now I'm taking care of those, pull things away from the wall. We got to aerate the rooms, the whole house, like every day. This is something you have to do being in. But for us in this Orange County climate, people taking hot showers all the time. So it's just something you got to do. But that has effects on your overall health. So at number five, I'd put just be more mindful. I kind of put journaling as being the easiest way to be more mindful. So just how you feel in the morning, how you feel after certain foods, make sure you don't have any allergies to it. How's your stress level in the morning, in the afternoon? Just have fun with it. Just be more mindful of what's going on in your day-to-day lives. Just like I was more mindful of catching, why am I have such shortness of breath while I'm sleeping at night and it's only in this bed? Well, that determined that I went on a mold hunt and I found it. But other things too, just what is really stressing you out? So that's number five. Number six is learning more about heart health, not just doing cardio, but, how's your mitochondrial health? So I'm going to be doing a lot more research on that, get some guests on the show. There's products like CoQ10 that you can take to help out with that, and certain mushrooms, believe it or not. So that one's just huge because mitochondria is the energy and powerhouse of all your cells. And once that starts dying, your cells start becoming what they call zombie cells, where they're not really working for you, but they're sitting there poisoning your own body and kind of clogging and gunking up your system. So I'm learning more about that. Number seven is, here we go, your diet. We talk about that all the time on the show. Eating clean, what your macros and micros are, overeating, undereating, nutrient-dense foods, and the things like fasting to help clean your body and get in the autophagy of all that. So put that as number seven. Number eight would be training, but I kind of put it more quality versus quantity. So I'm real into time under tension now and maybe a little hit every now and then. I can't really do too much hit because of my lower back injury, but I think it is beneficial for my clients to do at least one day of hit. And that's just high intensity training. And so more time under tension is just for the over 40 crowd of just preventing injuries, focusing more on trying to engage every muscle group and every squat, push-up, bicep curl you do, and do it long, take more time, 5 seconds down, 5 seconds up with a little squeeze at the top and really focus and then repeat. And just doing it for a set time that you just feel completely exhausted, like you work that muscle to completion. So that's kind of a section I put on there. And then number nine is just supplements. This is supplements are just more to fill in the gaps. There's all the little biohacking tips and supplements to get you to the next level. And then there's just the simple ones. If you're just not getting enough greens, you're not getting enough protein, which is pretty much everybody. So that's usually the only thing I buy is protein, and then if you do the minerals, if you want to track your micro minerals, a cool website I tell everyone all the time, it's called eatthismuch.com, and you can get any food product on this planet on that website, non-cooked and cooked, and there is a difference. So if you like take a cup of spinach, there's a certain amount of potassium, magnesium, calcium, all the micro minerals, not just your macros. And then if you cook it, certain things are enhanced and certain things get degraded. So do yourself a favor, you know, look, Google up all the RDAs of all the micro minerals, and obviously put it through your medical professional as well if you're worried. And just see where you are in all the RDAs. And I'm telling you, everyone's always low in potassium. And magnesium usually is number two. Yeah, just other things I'm looking at now are certain mushrooms to help with brain cognition and collagen for brain as well as joints and skin. So that's kind of my bucket list. And I'm really just every day I'm actively talking to other health and wellness professionals or doing my own research and getting better and better at each one of these. Because for the last 14 years of my life, it's mostly been for the muscle building aspect and also nutrition as well. So. But being over 40, it's the overall health that matters, I'm telling you. So thanks, everyone, for listening. This is kind of a longer one than I normally do. And then after this episode, we'll be back to getting some guests on the show. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show. Please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page. And let me know what your question is, and I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard, and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening.